Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Now, here is Dr. J. Otis Yoder with Hope for Today.
You know, it seems that every human proposition can be carried to an extreme. For example, freedom can be carried so far that it becomes self-interest, and no one else is considered. Some years ago, the restaurants gave no consideration to the non-smokers. If you wanted to eat in that restaurant, you had to breathe the polluted air of the smokers. The freedom to breathe unpolluted air was denied to non-smokers. Well, I'm glad to say it is better today. In fact, some restaurants are smoke-free, as are some airlines. In the field of Christian doctrine, extremes emerge too. Some have little tolerance for any modified understanding of biblical teaching. Now, I want to make it very clear to you that we do not condone false teaching. In the outstart, let me say, I have malice toward none and charity for all. I aim to speak with you from 1 Corinthians 12, 1-11, and explain how I understand Paul's teaching. Now, turn in your Bible to 1 Corinthians 12, 1-11, for the Holy Word of God, and here it is. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Here then I want to lead you into several important considerations regarding the Spirit and his ministry. I want to stay as close to the Bible as possible. First, let us consider the essentiality of the Spirit in verses 1 to 3. Paul's desire was that they should know, that there should be no question in their minds about this wonderful teaching. So we look at it and we learn of the essentiality of the Spirit. We grow only when we know. Yes, ignorance is not bliss. Our minds and spirits reach out for knowledge. We are made that way. We are made to learn. We are made to retain in our minds our memory. Paul reminded the Corinthians of their past. They were, he says, Gentiles according to the flesh. They were carried away by dumb idols. We ought to understand what he means by the term Gentiles. In the Old Testament, there were two classifications of the human race. There were what the Hebrew word identifies, Amim and Goyim. The Amim were considered to be the family of God, the children of Israel, the Jews. And the Goyim were all the rest. The Goyim were classified as pagans. Paul described them here in verse 2. Listen. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Gentiles, pagans, idol worshippers, that's the way Paul described them. Now look very carefully at verse 3, where Paul defined the essentiality of the Spirit. The Spirit, of course, is closely related to Jesus. When Jesus promised the disciples the gift of the Holy Spirit, he said he will come and take my things and show them to you. The Holy Spirit is very close to Jesus. And he says, Paul does, that nobody can call Jesus accursed and claim to do it by the Spirit, because the Spirit does not do that. Instead, he says, nobody can call Jesus Lord except by the Spirit of God. Did you notice that sharp distinction? He says that when we confess Jesus as Lord, the Holy Spirit does that. This does not appear to require a second experience. Rather, upon confession of Jesus, a person receives the Holy Spirit, right? Right. Peter, on the day of Pentecost, clearly answered the question when they asked, "What shall we do?" Now listen to Peter's answer, and I quote Acts 2, verses 38 and 39, and here is the word of God. Then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Did you hear it? Jesus is Lord implies that the confession has been made. It can only be made by the direction of the Holy Spirit. Without the Spirit, no one can truthfully say Jesus is Lord. Implied is, Jesus is my Lord. Now those verses show us the essentiality of the Spirit. Next, let us consider the centrality of the Spirit in verses 4 to 7. I want you to notice carefully how many times the apostle talks about the same, the same, the same. He says there are differences of gifts. The word there is spiritual gifts. We get our word charismatic from that word. Now, I have often asked the question, is the gift a natural endowment received at birth, or is it a special endowment? I would say it is very obvious that some have naturally what others cannot develop. I have a fine artist friend. He can paint pictures that I can't paint. He has native, natural ability. I do not have it. I question whether the Holy Spirit would give it to me because I do not have that ability naturally. I want you to notice there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit enabling one is the same Spirit enabling the various gifts to be exercised. Well, listen to Acts 1:8. "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." That is the enabling. I believe it is very clear here that these spiritual gifts are spiritual endowments that the Holy Spirit brings. He is the actor in the endowment. There are differences of administration, but the same Lord. Administrations. Now, this is a different word from the previous verse, gifts. This is a word for service, diakonos. Our word deacon comes from that word. And according to the instructions in the pastoral epistles that the Apostle Paul wrote, deacons are service-oriented, not lordships. They are not CEOs. They are persons who serve very carefully. So the word administrations gives us a little the wrong impression of this. I want you to notice now that the scripture says, "but the same Lord." The word Lord is very important here because it is the Greek word kyrios, director. Oh, years ago when I was just a young person, I heard a speaker say, Either Jesus is Lord of all, or he is not Lord at all. So, every service is under the Lord. Every operation, every administration is under the Lord. There are many different services, but the same Lord. Do you see the centrality of the Spirit? Then he says there are differences of or diversities of operations, but it is the same God who worketh all in all. Operations, energies, workings, energizings. We get our word energy from this Greek word. The same God working in all who energizes every operation. No diversity in purpose or meaning. The same God is working. The central purpose is clearly defined in verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. You see, I'm talking about the centrality of the Spirit. How he is there working, whether it be differences of gifts, differences of services, differences of energies or workings, it is the same God. The same God is working. The central purpose is mutual profit for the community of believers. Here we have the three persons of the Trinity working together. They are given in this order: the Spirit, the Lord, and God. Very clearly, there's no division in their operations. They all work together for the profit of the believing community.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for instructing us from God's Word. My friend, this was the first part of a two-part message on understanding spiritual gifts. You can tell from our study in 1 Corinthians, this letter, this book of the Bible, was written to Christians. Unbelievers do not have the presence of God's Holy Spirit living in them. They're not controlled by the Spirit of God. They're controlled by selfish ambition. But God's children are different. They obey Him as their Lord and Master. Understanding the ministry of the Holy Spirit and how He equips individual believers in the church will strengthen your service in your local congregation. It will give you a new appreciation for those who have different gifts than you do. And it will help you to see how God can take people who are very, very different and bring unity within the group. Friend, this is a very important subject, and I'd like to help you better understand the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I can do that by offering you a printed copy of the message you heard today. In fact, all the messages in our series of study from 1 Corinthians are printed in a paperback book called Glory in the Lord. Our address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or go to our website at www.heraldsofhope.org and send us an email with your request for the book Glory in the Lord. I'd like to send a copy of Dr. Yoder's book to you. So to receive your copy, just write and ask for the book titled Glory in the Lord. I'm sure you'll find this to be a valuable resource in helping you understand God's Word. So write for your copy today. Again, that title is Glory in the Lord. And we'll send a copy to you when you write and ask for it. Our mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. That's Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And the web address is www.heraldsofhope.org. When Dr. Yoder returns next week with the second part of this message, I hope you'll join us. Until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.